Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. On the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load, and I'm speaking now with the professor, El Professor Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. I need to get you like the Virginians. You remember that TV show, The Virginian? We need to get that theme music to play for you when you go, We need to get you your own theme music since you've made this a recurring thing. How goes it?
Oh, yeah. It goes. The sun is shining here. It's cold.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It dropped back down into the upper teens, low 20s again. I'm looking forward to the time when I can actually not have to go out and break ice out of my poor chicken's watering apparatus in the morning. But I had to bust ice this morning. But soon, you know, we get like a good 6 months. Of no ice here,
right?
But we'll get a whole 6 months without frost.
Shangri-La, yeah.
Oh, you'd think with as cold as it is for as long as it is that there wouldn't be a single insect alive. But I tell you what, brother, come August, you go down at the far end of the property where the creek flows, and there'll be mosquitoes. I'm like, how these sons of guns live for 6 months of frost? I don't know. But I'm sure someone was out there yelling, like, how do mosquitoes live in Alaska?
Yeah.
You know, but they do.
Yeah.
But they
and,
do.
And so. have you found any more vinyl options out there for you? Found any more vinyl that you like to listen to?
No, I haven't. You know what I've been doing, Bill? I've been, my laptop, the GarageBand application is
right.
A whole program that comes pre-installed, right? It's
right.
Part of the basic package. And I thought, Walters, he's been getting kind of crazy with the guitar, and he told me that he bought an adapter so that he could plug it in and he could record on it. And so I went ahead and bought an adapter, and so I'm fussing with it now. I'm trying to learn how the program works, but it's pretty cool.
And what do you play?
Pretty cool. Oh, well, you know, I've got a variety of guitars, so I kind of
I'd like to learn around. How to play the bass. I think I could probably play the bass.
I just bought a bass.
Yeah.
I bought a Yamaha bass. I bought a used one because it's my first one, and I was like, well, let me see what I can do. And Mark thinks I'm crazy. He's like, why would you buy a bass if you got guitars? I was like, I'm just trying to expand my horizons.
You got to have a bass in the band. You got to have a bass in the band.
Yeah, yeah. That's you know. I don't think I'm going to go out and buy a drum kit anytime soon, but I have a good time with it.
Yeah, I
can. And you know what? It's me time. It's cathartic. You know, it's like meditation.
Well,
you don't have to think about what's going on in the world. You just put that crap aside for a while and just play.
I haven't gotten that deep into it. I've ever since I saw Paul sends me this picture of a Led Zeppelin album and his record player, and he's listening to Led Zeppelin on his record player. And I just thought about that for a minute, and I remembered when I was a kid how I had my headphones on. So I went out and got a record player. Actually, I got a turntable, and I've been working on building up a little bit of vinyl. And I've been sort of lucky. I found a first pressing the other day, first pressing of Abbey Road. For $20.
Oh, wow. Wow.
The first pressing I got of the heavy metal soundtrack, that was $29.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's... I like accidentally stumbling into these places that, you know.
Well, you know, nobody, I got to thinking about it, and I mean, what happens to my digital, I have a big digital music collection, unless I share my password with somebody when I die, that's all gone. I don't physically own it, actually.
Yeah.
So with this, and I've, with some of the things, like the same day I found heavy metal on vinyl, I got it, somebody else had it come in for me on CD. So I bought both of them just because it was so rare. But the CD was only $14 of heavy metal. So, yeah, I'm enjoying that part. I am thinking about the bass, though. I am thinking about the bass guitar.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's funny? It's interesting to me is I downloaded on my phone a few years ago. I was like in the mood, you know. I was going through a phase, and I put the heavy metal soundtrack on my phone. I went into whatever it was, and whichever app, and then I compared it to the original, and I noticed that there were songs missing. Right?
Right.
And you know what has happened and what we never think about, but when they create these soundtracks for these movies, oftentimes they'll get a limited licensing agreement. Right?
Yep.
So that licensing agreement will expire. And if you've got digital music or if you've got a digital version, that license agreement will expire and those songs are no longer available. Whereas if you have the actual genuine physical copy,
right,
you know, no algorithm can get into my vinyl album and take those songs away.
And the other thing that iTunes does, which, and it's a minor thing, but you remember with Phil Collins, it was always a zoom up of his head.
Mm-hmm.
And his album covers had zoom ups of his head when in the 80s. Now they've adjusted it to where it's him today on the album cover, because that's the way he looks today. And I'm just like, why do I care about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, and oftentimes you'll download something and to listen to, you put it on your phone, and then you go to listen to it again, and it's gone.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, you only get that for, like, it expires. It goes away.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's a great thing about physical products. Doesn't go away.
Yeah. I can.
You can't. You know, I tell people, I said, you know, if you're just reading fiction, you know, go ahead and get it on Kindle or whatever. You know, if it's just brain candy, but if it's an instructional manual or an inspirational manual or if it's educational or something like that, you need to secure a real, genuine paper copy of that.
Yeah.
Because you have, you're like, oh no, it'll be in my phone forever. No. I mean, let's face facts. You know, everything you think that's yours in your phone, you're just borrowing.
Yeah.
You're borrowing it until somebody doesn't want to lend it to you.
You have access to it, but you don't own it.
That's right. You don't own it, and it can go away at a moment's notice.
Yeah. So, the next thing I'm going to do with my 2021 Ford F-150, it came with nothing but digital possibilities. It has no CD player or anything in it. So I'm going to be swapping that stereo out later on down the road so I can play CDs in it again. Well, not again, but I never have been able to. But I'm going to start taking my own stuff. Not so much that I mind the digital stuff as much because that's sort of cool. But like you said, all the syncing and everything, Apple, as good as it is, as reliable as it is, it also has all kinds of problems all the time.
So, oh, yeah.
Anyway, but what Paul and I are going to talk about today is for those of you that have not taken certain steps yet, which it's never too late to take these steps, but knowing what's happening inside the country today, what can you do? What can you concentrate on right now today that you can utilize in the event that things go sideways and we have a terrorist attack that opens up right there in front of you? Paul, of course, is from Student of the Gun. There, when you go to studentofthegun.com, you can find all kinds of stuff, all kinds of resources, all kinds of books, all kinds of everything, if it has to do with armed self-defense. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. ¶¶
Lancaster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. So let's talk about what most people are going to be carrying in the event one of these things happen, because I don't foresee a bunch of people doing like I'm doing right now, which is throwing a backpack full of all kinds of trauma gear and spare ammo and chest rigs and everything in my vehicle along with an AR-15 if I have to get back to that. And so we're going to be talking about handguns. And in the event of a terrorist attack, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Paul, but I'm not going to be doing defense with my handgun. I'm going to be doing offense with my handgun.
Yeah, you know, that's something that we really, we've allowed ourselves to kind of get painted into a corner as an American gun culture or as American citizens, where we love to embrace the reasonableness of defensive use of firearms and blah, 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 blah. Like, okay, whatever. But it's not, it's at the end of the day, you know, offensive, defensive, blah, blah, blah. It's about fighting with a gun in your hand. It's about having a gun in your hand and knowing how to fight. And if you know how to fight, you know, and if you know when you're legally and morally, you know, justified in doing so, we don't really need to paint it in the, you know, in terms of years and years ago. When I was talking to James about when he named his class fighting pistol, he said he wanted to, he had to get away from this term defensive, you know, because when we do, when you're on the defense, I wrote an article years and years ago, and it's been repubbed several times, about the failure, of defense. When you put yourself in a defensive position or a defensive mindset, what that means is you're basically sitting around waiting to be attacked. You say, well, come on, Paul, you can't just walk around and offensively use your guns. No, but there's a mindset attached to it. And what, you know, when it comes to what's going on in the world today, why are we in the position that we're in as a nation, as you know, as a gun culture or community or whatever? Why are we in this current position? We're in this current position because we've allowed ourselves to sit back and wait until we get attacked. And then like, okay, well, we've been attacked. We better figure out what to do now. Whether it's politics, whether it's our laws, whether it's, I mean, look at what we do as a gun culture. We wait until the left attacks us. We wait until they try and shove some kind of heinous restrictions down our throats. And then we got to fight it. I got an idea. Why don't we get out ahead of that and make sure that the people who would propose such nonsense are never elected, never get into office?
Well,
that would be a better strategy.
That would be so much more nicer. The problem is nobody thinks in those terms.
And how do we get there? We get there because we embrace this idea that, well, we'll just sit around and wait until we're attacked. You know, it's like people who say, well, they better never come to my house. Let me tell you what, Jack, by the time they're on your front porch, you've already lost.
Yep.
If your plan is, well, yeah, they can do whatever they want anywhere else, but if they ever come onto my front porch or come to my house, they're you know, like, dude, by the time they get to your house, it's too late. They should never get to your house. You know, so let's talk about what we're going to do. I just saw some Instagram influencer, did a video. And they contrasted a woman said something about, oh, a woman leaves her house and she's got burp, 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 all these things on her. And she goes, but a man, he only has, you know, and it's like three things, his keys, his phone, and something else. Anyway, and this Instagram influencer, of course, he chimes in. He's like, yeah, and this right here. And he holds up his pistol. Ha, ha, ha. And I was like, you're about halfway there. Congratulations. You should never leave your house deliberately without the fundamental four attached to your body. And the fundamental four is not a phone and it's not car keys. It's lethal, sharp, bright, and medical. And if you've got those things attached to your body when you walk out your front door, you're covered for about 99% of the emergencies that you're going to encounter.
Right.
And once we get people used to and understanding that idea, then that will lead them mentally down the road. It's like, well, maybe I need to have a trauma kit readily available. You know, it's good that I have this small kit attached to me, but wouldn't it be better if, you know, I had a lunchbox size kit or, you know, whatever, in my truck, in my car, you know, in the house or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, that, but at very least, we've got to start with that mentality that I'm going to be prepared, you know, to take care of myself. That's where we begin. At least I believe that's where we begin.
Well, I think what most people are going to, and I mean, this is probably going to be the thing with me. What I have on me nowadays when I go out, I have something called a pocket doc, which is a, which means I have to stuff it in a pocket somewhere, but it's a little mini trauma kit that's been like, freeze dried, it's compressed down. I have my knife.
Yeah, we sell those. They're called the pocket lifesaver.
Yeah. Well, I probably need to try one of those. I bet you yours is smaller. But, I have a flashlight mounted on the gun. I have a spare flashlight and I have a blade. And I, my thought process is this is what I'm going to have when this happens. I have a minimum of two reloads with me on the gun. But my thought process is that if this does unfold in front of me, I'm going to have to shoot someone close and loot them for their gear because I'm going to need that to deal with what's coming up next. Is that fair? Fair assessment?
Yeah, it is. One of the things that people need to do, and John Farnham does this in his classes. Have you ever taken a Farnham class?
I haven't. I've talked to him a bunch of times. I would love to take one.
Oh, I mean, one of the guys
that I fanboy over whenever I see him.
Yeah, one of the things that John has been doing for years is called, he asks people if they are willing to participate, and it's called the Battlefield Pickup. And what he does is he just has everybody come up with their blaster and set their individual blaster on the table, and then you kind of do a round robin, you know, left to right, where you pick up, you know, somebody else's gun,
right,
and shoot it and make it work. And unfortunately, you know, it used to be what we would have in our classes is we would have this like this buffet of 1911s or SIG double actions or revolvers.
Okay,
and so
hold
so
up
forth.
There on the buffet table. Coming up on the next break, Paul runs Student of the Gun. Student of the Gun, like you said, they sell trauma kits, they sell books, they have classes. Student of the Gun University just opened up, so you can go learn with Paul and with Jared and with the crew and find out firsthand what you need to do and everything else. What we're discussing, though, today is what you're probably going to be doing if something unfolds in front of you and what you could, what is the bare minimum you need to be thinking about and maybe trying to train to do. Unless you have the time to get trained in other ways. If you have time for more exhaustive training, by all means, go get it. I'm just talking about time's getting short. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. Former President Trump intends to file a lawsuit against the judge overseeing his hush money case in New York. According to the New York Times, the lawsuit aims to challenge the judge's gag order, potentially delaying the trial. Trump facing charges of falsifying business records. The solar eclipse passed over North America Monday. It began along the Texas-Mexico border near Eagle Pass around 2:30 in the afternoon Eastern Time, then stretched across much of Texas through Illinois, Kentucky, and Ohio, and continued northwestern through New York and Maine. The solar eclipse ended after departing northern Maine around 3:30 in the afternoon. Three people are dead following a shooting at a law firm in Las Vegas. The incident happened at the Prince Law Group in Summerlin. Reports indicate that the shooting occurred during a deposition, resulting in the deaths of two people before the gunman turned the gun on himself. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load. I'm speaking with Paul Markle. We have established that on your person, as a minimum, you must have your handgun and reloads for your handgun. Something sharp, something bright, and some Band-Aid, boo-boo kit, something on you as well. That's the minimum. That is the minimum that you're going to have to do. Now, for somebody out there that has that, the other thing, and we haven't really talked about this, but the overwhelming, one of the common denominators we're seeing amongst these boys is that, they don't seem to have a whole lot of training, but they have a whole lot of Captagon.
Yeah. And yeah, the bad men.
Yeah.
The bad men, they're jacked up.
Yeah.
And that's very common. And it's something that sadly, not discussed enough in training. You know, I haven't been involved in a dedicated law enforcement or like as class as a student for a while, but if I was involved in training for law enforcement, well, first of all, I never would be because I'm not politically correct and they wouldn't like what I had to say.
But, oh no!
But the fact is the fact that they're not driving home to these officers, like, look, if you encounter one of these bad people, you're going to have to hammer them into the ground. And you can't just launch 37 bullets and hope to get 5 peripheral hits and that's going to be good enough because
right.
It's not. I'll finish the buffet thing because people are probably like, where was he getting?
Where's the buffet?
We used to have, you know, people would show up like some guys had 1911, some guys had, you know, SIG 220s, 226s and revolvers and blah, blah, blah. We just did 3 handgun classes over the last month or so, pistol classes, and almost every, I'm thinking about it, in Texas, every person there had some type of striker fired, polymer framed gun, 9mm gun.
Right.
Whether it was a SIG, whether it was a Canic, whether it was a Glock, whether, you know, there. And I think the, I had 15 people on the line in Tennessee, and I'm trying to think of, we had guys with Smith & Wesson, M&Ps, we had Glocks, we had Canics, we had the 365, the SIG 365s. One guy had a 320, and
only one.
That was it. Yeah, one guy had a 320. I had a guy who had the, what's the tan? It was basically the civilian version of the M18. Yeah, it was a full size gun, and it was flat dark earth and stuff like that. But my point is this: the firing systems for most modern handguns have become very much simplified. And, you know, it's like if you can shoot a G17, you can shoot an M&P, you can shoot a Canic, you can shoot a, you know, it's just, you know, it's a point click interface. So that's pretty simple.
Right.
You know, and we've gotten to the point, fortunately, where we don't have, it used to be for a while there, every company had their own unique decocking system, their own unique, you know, safety system. And so you had to learn that system, you know, like Smith & Wesson had theirs and SIG had theirs and Beretta had theirs, blah, blah, blah. Now it's not, it's become very much simplified. So it's a good time to be an American gun owner. It really is. I mean, the guns that are available to you guys today are better and more reliable and quite frankly, are more affordable than at any other time in history. So when it comes to the fundamental four, one thing I you need to remember is just because you have a light on your gun does not relieve you from the responsibility to have a separate light on your body. You have to have, you either have one handheld light or a handheld light and a gun light, but never just a gun light. Any, you know, if somebody's like, oh, I got a light on my gun, so I don't need another flashlight. Bull crap. You need a utility light. Because there's a lot of things that you're going to want to point a light at that you absolutely cannot point a gun at. And if you do point a gun at, you're either going to be reckless, or, you know, either going to be committing a crime, as reckless endangerment or menacing or whatever, or you're just going to be stupid.
Right.
So you know, you've got to have, just because you have a light on your gun, it does not relieve you from the responsibility to carry a separate handheld light.
Yeah, I begrudgingly have started doing that. I have to admit, I was like, oh, well, I got the light on the gun, but now I'm carrying a separate light. And I'm carrying my James Yeager endorsed power tack, because that thing just seems, it's so good for the money. It's such a good
place. Oh yeah, the power tack makes the good lights. And if you get the, is it a rechargeable?
I think mine is, but I also think I could put batteries in it as well. I can't remember which.
Yeah, one. I think the one they have them where they either have two 123 lithiums or the recharge battery.
Right.
And that's another thing that people were very, very fortunate today is the power and the robustness of the modern lights is so much better than it was 20 years ago.
Right.
You can get lights today, you know, back in the day when I first started, when I was in the Marine Corps, we were carrying around, mag light mini mags, the little AA mini mags, and we thought we were cool. And that's like, if you look at that today, it's like a child's toy. Yeah. You remember the mini mag flashlights?
I do.
And you put them in your pack or your ass pack or your ruck or whatever, and you pull them out, they're dead.
Yeah.
Because they twisted and came on, and then the batteries just died. I remember when somebody was selling a retrofit tail cap switch that you could put on those. And I bought one, and I converted mine.
Yeah.
But it still was an incandescent bulb that, like I said, compared to today's standards, that's like a child's toy.
Right. Right.
The stuff today is just so good.
So good. So good. Although most of the lights on my guns right now are O-lights from a time that when I was working with O-light. I don't see any issues with them. I know about the scuttlebutt behind O-light, but I don't stick anything with a lithium ion battery in my mouth ever. So, you know, I'm probably not.
Well, that, very good.
Yeah.
That's good.
They seem to work fairly well. I like the way they mount up and everything. They're solid on the gun. But yeah, they work. Flashlights work. So anyway, but yes, I have gotten to the power tack now. So now I've got my knife. I carry my Scatterwag tactical folder, which is pretty sharp. I got my pocket doc. This is the bare minimum you need to have.
Yeah, I didn't say it's a maximum. I mean, people are going to carry phones and blah blah blah, but the idea that people are like, well, I've got my phone, so I don't need a flashlight. Wrong. You know, I've got my phone, so I don't need a medical kit because I can call 911. Wrong. By the time, in a rollover car crash or an industrial accident or whatever, or you're inside of a movie theater or a Walmart, Johnny Jihad comes in to start killing people.
Right.
By the time you've called 911, 6 or 7 other people probably have.
Right.
And that's great. And what are you going to do now?
Well, I don't know. I mean, in what I foresee to be the terror attack that we're going to see here, even if they call the cops, there's going to be how many simultaneous attacks going off across the city that wherever you're at, there's going to be at least 5 or 6 happening. So where are the cops going to go? They're not going to know where to go first.
Hell, even if there's, look at what we've seen, what we've witnessed.
Well, I tell you what, before you go into that, that's going to be a
deal.
Here we go. You know, we got to do the. Got to go to the break homage that we do. Paul, of course, is at Student of the Gun. And he talks about this stuff. He talks about this stuff with me, but he talks about this stuff whether he's with me or not. He plans for this stuff. He plans for the good time gone bad. And that's what we're looking at right now. This is, this could get quite intense. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last time on the firing line on the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load. We've been talking with Paul Markle about what may be coming on, and you were about to talk about what we've been seeing. So let's talk about what we have been seeing, because if you think you're going to have somebody to call, well, they're probably going to be preoccupied. So what are we seeing?
Well, look at the Parkland massacre. Look at the Uvalde massacre. Look at the Kingsgate Mall massacre. Look at all these. Right? What happens is the lunatic, you know, the Democrat comes in with their gun and they start killing people, and the people inside call 911. And then the first responders gather in a parking lot across the street and have an argument about who's going to do what and when they're going to do what. And meanwhile, people are laying on the floor bleeding to death inside of the building. Or even worse, with the just criminal cowardice in Uvalde, they'll stand in the hallway looking at their phones while you're in the other room, while you're 50 feet away bleeding to death.
Right.
And some, you know, jihadi Democrat is walking around executing people. We've seen this play out over and over and over and over again. And this insane idea, and it's brainwashing. They brainwashed the normies to believe that all you need is your phone, and somehow magical, you know, rescue fairies are going to come down out of the sky and rescue you. It's not even close to reality. You know, in Parkland, some cop chick that they made an officer forbade. They surrounded the building, and they wouldn't let EMTs or anybody go in. So they're like just sitting there by their vehicles while people are literally bleeding to death on the floors in the school.
Yeah.
So that, you know, and we can't hold those people responsible, but the Constitution and the, you know, the courts say that a police officer could literally be standing on the other side of a door while you're on that, where you're inside of a room being murdered and do nothing. And they are not held legally responsible because they're only there to protect society, quote, in general, not you in specific. They have no legal constitutional duty.
Right.
So if we know that the courts have said that police have no constitutional duty to protect you as an individual citizen, whose job is it to protect you?
Well, I get in my particular case, I have taken it on for myself.
It's your responsibility. And that's, you know, it's as simple as that. But we still have people operating under this lunatic mindset that, well, as long as I have my phone, everything will be okay.
Right.
It won't.
No.
It won't. You've got to find a mirror, look in it, and say, how valuable is my life? How valuable is the life of my family, are the lives of my family members? And if they are valuable, I probably need to take steps to make sure that I can be the one to save them, protect them, rescue them, whatever it takes. Because the idea that you know, mysterious strangers are going to float down out of the sky, you know, these rescue fairies, as soon as you hang up with 911, you know, I hit 911 and instantly EMTs float out of the sky and fix me.
Yep.
And police officers just arrive and save me. Nope, it's not real. It's a fantasy. We've got to get rid of that fantasy and start dealing with reality.
Well, one reality is that when this unfolds, where it unfolds, if you are successful in dealing with it in front of you, you're still going to have to figure out a way to get home where there might be other things unfolding as well. Do you think we're going to have to worry about police rolling up on us going, hey, what are you doing? Because I kind of think they're going to be sort of stretched thin in that particular instance.
Well, yeah, it all depends on the circumstance. You know, we saw in the year 2020 and the years 2020 and 2021, we saw that police officers had plenty of time to harass people in parks and on beaches, and, you know, people were going for a walk on hiking trails. They had plenty of time to harass those people. They had time to arrest people for being out in public, you know, having a picnic. So it depends on the circumstance. But if there's, you know, we know what's going to happen in every major city. We know that as soon as there's a crisis of any sort, that the, you know, certain portion of our society will use that to steal and loot and commit crimes. And when that happens, the police will, you know, they were dutifully be sent to the downtown area to try and protect the businesses or the courthouse or the whatever. And so they're not coming to your house.
Right.
You know, that there are no extra. People say, well, can we talk about that? How a buddy of mine, after the last Democrat inspired the murder at the Christian school in Tennessee, a buddy of mine who's a captain on the sheriff's office, a Christian school called him and they said, we would like to hire some of your off duty, some of your deputies to be security. And he said, I told him, I don't have extra people. The idea that there are extra officers, most agencies in the United States can barely keep up with the duties that they have right now.
Right.
There are no extra police officers in America. You know, that idea that there's just like extra guys sitting around waiting. No. And you know, the bigger the city is, the worse it is. You know, the larger the city, the worse their recruiting is. Because they basically told citizens, hey, if you become a cop, at some point in time, we will throw you under the bus and run you right over. But for right now, why don't you be a police officer?
Yeah, that's a real good sell. I keep seeing that. I keep saying, yeah. Although, one of the things about it is that most everybody, I think, it's no longer about the money. Is that it's about the what happens to them?
Oh yeah, I mean they promise them the moon. You know, they're like, oh, you know, these big city agencies are like, we need more money, and they promise these people the moon. But at the end of the day, it's like it doesn't matter how much they promise to pay you. If you shoot a person that has a different color skin than you,
right,
they're going to crucify you.
Right.
And your life is over, and you might end up in prison. You might end up in prison for doing technically nothing wrong. You might follow all of the procedures in your for police manual and still go to prison because the Democrat prosecutor's looking to score points with his voting bloc. And so they don't care about you. They're just going to, they'll just serve you up.
Well,
as a sacrifice.
Yeah. I know that when, now we got 800,000 police officers at state, local, and federal as of 2020. And when it used to be 920,000, that meant one police officer for every 20,000 citizens. So you had better, and that's when they had 120,000 more police officers. I'm sure now it's about one in 35,000 or whatever. So that
the ones who work for the feds, they're just here to collect revenue and throw Democrats in jail.
Yeah, of that number, 137,000 of them are federal out of that 100,000. So that leaves 660,000 some odd police officers. So you have got to be your own first responder. That's just all there is to it. You've got to.
That's the end of it. Yeah,
you've got to get up there and you got to be willing to do what you got to do if you want to live through it. So anyway, you can find Paul's work at studentofthegun.com. His books. His stuff that he sells, the blowout kits, all the things that he sells for that, the tourniquets, he's got a lot of single tourniquets. Buying single tourniquets never goes wrong. And in we're running out of time.
Great point. We have Rats tourniquets, and because we are one of their premier dealers, so if you can't find them from anywhere else, get them from us.
There you go. And that is the last word. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.